from the trenches.
I'm here in the VIP suites at Myer Partner Connect, and Myer, we've got together four accountants for us to have a chat about the future of accounting and what we're seeing here. We've got our Vikan Medzoyan and Sean Borg from Mead Partners, who I just found out we used to work in the same building 4 years ago. Isn't it funny how things just come together, guys? We've got Tracy Brennan from BW Advisors Proprietary Limited and Kylie Baxter from IQ Accountants. Kylie's come from the Gold Coast, you've come from Bendigo, you guys have come from literally around the corner, so you don't get any credit for that at all. Guys, my partner Connect, we've been through the first few hours. I just want you to introduce yourselves and tell the listeners a bit about your firm.
All right, Vikan Medzoyan here. We're a bookkeeping solution attached to an accounting practice where we help all our clients go online and get their bookkeeping sorted.
Yeah, Sean Borg here from Mead Partners. I work in the business advisory and accounting space. So it came from a compliance background and then grew into business advisory. I've always been around family businesses. So my dad's always operated business. So that's how I kind of fell into the space. And I'm really passionate about business advisory and
Kylie, you've come all the way down from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I have. So IQ Accountants are at Burleigh on the Gold Coast, where the weather is much nicer than it is here.
I was in Coolangatta. I was in the Gold Coast last week.
It was raining, wasn't it?
No, it was beautiful. Okay. It was very nice, but Coolangatta is Australia 1997. Like, it is just locked.
Yeah, that's fair. Fair, very fair.
Hopefully their accountants are tech savvy.
A little late, hopefully. Cloud-based, yeah. So IQ Accountants, I've been on the Gold Coast since 2003. I was made a partner pretty early on. I was 23, so young, very lucky to be recognised by the guys that I was working for at that time, and gave me really good opportunities at a young age. So there's 10 people working for me. We're a bit of a one-stop shop. So in the last 12 months, we've purchased a bookkeeping firm, and yeah, that's allowed us to really help our existing clients get online. We're 100% paperless, fully utilising all the electronic systems, and we use MYOB for... We're solely MYOB now. So we use them for our in-office software, and they're our preferred bookkeeping program of choice as well. So that's a bit about us.
Hi, I'm Tracy Brennan from BW Advisors in Ballarat. I'm the newest partner there as of July 1, so new to this.
Hey, cheers.
New to the partner journey. We're a one-stop shop for bookkeeping right through to compliance, tax and advisory at our firm. We have four partners. We've got some pretty good links with Petstock. One of our partners is actually CFO there, Matt. So we get to see some big stuff, franchises and everything right down to, you know, your mums and dad businesses, the gardener, the cleaner, all those guys. And we do everything for them. So we have people that come in and get their invoices prepared in our office. We get people, we're doing their banking payments. We are their one-stop office right through to, yeah, the big guys, the doctors, dentists and the franchises. So it's a bit of everything. We're a mixed bag of lollies.
That's all right. We'll ask you how you make money off doing that sort of work for clients in a moment, because I think a lot of people will be curious about that. One very common theme here we've got over here at Mead Partners, a bookkeeping firm who's tacked onto an accounting firm. We've got an accounting firm that's just bought a bookkeeping practice. What's going on? Why is this happening?
Oh, I think the bookkeeping avenue has been seen as a definite revenue for accounting firms in the last 6-8 years, I think it is. Previously, I think bookkeeping was seen as a over-the-side, no value whatsoever, but now we're seeing it that we can get in, help businesses grow and achieve what they want to achieve and help them along the journey to get there.
When you say help businesses grow, I mean, bookkeeping at its core is transaction allocation. So what's the difference between, when you say help, if I say this statement, help businesses grow, how does that have a different meaning for an accountant or a bookkeeper?
Oh, I think from the bookkeeping, it takes away that mundane stress that the client doesn't want to do. They can then control where they want to go and where they want to take the business. We get clients that come in, they go, I'm not interested, a bit like over there. We don't need to worry about that part. I want you to take care of it. I'll then drive the products I want to sell or the products I'm making. That's what they want to control, and that's what they can control, and that's where they're better at. So we'll do what we're good at, they'll do what they're good at.
And what does We Help You Grow mean for the accounting partner in your little Mead Partners duo?
So a big part of what we try to do is especially with family, we deal a lot with small family businesses, and being part of it, it's not just the compliance side, yes, and the bookkeeping hump. Now that the way we've got it set up, it complements the compliance stuff and makes it a lot more efficient. So our value add is to help clients with or facilitate with problem solving in everyday business headaches, whether it be simple decision making processes to reviewing new products with the clients. And that's something we really enjoy doing.
Like getting clean data to then make decisions effectively.
But yeah, also, yeah, the clean data and look, having the bookkeeping arm really assists in that too, because the bookkeepers know what we're looking for, and they also have that link with the raw data and the way it gets inputted, so that it makes, you know, from the financials and the numbers side of thing, a lot more seamless.
Makes a lot of sense. Is that why you bought a bookkeeping practice?
Well, my story about why I bought a bookkeeping practice is a bit convoluted. I was sort of forced into buying it.
What happens when you make partner at 23?
Yeah. It's all mine now. I bought my business partners out a few years ago.
Well done.
But I was working with a bookkeeping practice, and they wanted out, basically. And all of their clients were my clients, not vice versa. So it just made sense that I was going to be the one.
So they passively, aggressively...
Pretty much. I was not that happy about it in the beginning. However, it made perfect sense. Myob talk about the connected practice, and I think that's why so many people or so many accounting firms are either bringing on bookkeeping services or buying bookkeeping firms.
Is this just vultures picking at a carcass?
Not at all. We look at it as we're helping our clients. If there's something they're not good at, they're really good at running their business or doing their trade or whatever it is, and we're really good at numbers. So let us do it. Take the headache away, take the stress away, and actually be better at being in your business.
I'm talking more about accountants bolting on bookkeeping services.
Well, we didn't bolt it on. It just happened. It was someone saw a need within our firm. It was our receptionist who wanted to grow. We let her loose on files. She was really damn good at it.
Yeah.
She's organised, she's thorough, she knows how to use a highlighter in 15 different colours. She's amazing.
Wow.
And
what happened to the paperless office, though?
We're getting there with her. But she is so damn good at organising them, making sure everything is running on a line-by-line basis, that it makes our job as accountants so easy, because we've got fantastic clean data. Clean data gives clean reports. Clean reports give us stuff we can analyse, and then we can actually advise them. So we don't talk advisory in our firm. That's part of our job. It's what we do. We talk to our clients, and if we're talking to our clients, we're advising our clients, one and the same.
There's a lot of talk in the industry. Compliance is dead, you have to do advisory is a catchphrase that we talk a lot about on From the Trenches.
It's the same thing. It shouldn't be a separate line item, and I've sort of thrown this at MYOB a few times. Why are you talking as advisory as another service? We should be doing this instinctively. If we're good accountants, that's what we're doing. Compliance is an element of it. It's what you have to do. My very first accounting boss, John Campbell, he was a fantastic man. He said to me, don't do all of this work for the tax man. Don't do your bookkeeping in your businesses for the tax man. He does not care. We do. So do all of that hard work and then use it to grow your business. It's simple. It's logical. Use some female logic for people.
Chance, what's female logic?
Yeah, that's a
problem. I'll leave that one for you there, Dave. But
remember we've got a G rating. I want to keep it that way.
Back to the advisory. I think let's just touch on the part we're talking about with Myob pushing the advisory button. I sit back and I think they're pushing that to the bookkeeper, because the accountant knows that's what we do. And I think wrongfully they're pushing it to the bookkeeper, because I looked around the room today, I'm thinking these bookkeepers should not be advising our clients, full stop. But every bookkeeper out there, other than the ones that are associated to an accounting practice, are thinking, I can now take the work off the accountant and become more ingrained in my client. That's my appeal.
Yeah.
So you think that the bookkeepers are starting to think that because of this tools they can win advisory work off accountants?
Such an attitude.
And I'm not talking about us versus them type thing, but
Yeah, they are. And there is that attitude amongst, you know, accountants versus bookkeepers, which is wrong. I've never dealt like that and I refuse to deal like that. We're on the same team because we're there for the client. We work for the client, not for each other.
But don't we work for my holiday house and and my just souped up Holden Calais? Isn't that what I'm working for?
The whole cloud accounting online push has raised a heap of problems between accountants and bookkeepers and having access to the live data because we can now push entries back into these live files and they don't like us having access necessarily.
Yeah. In the past, it was the bookkeeper's file? Domain mm-hmm. on the file. They yep. owned it.
Yeah,
and then they presented their reports and their data to us at the end of year, and then we manipulate it. And half the time, we didn't go back.
And then send back adjusting journals that don't reconcile to subsidiary ledgers, and the bookkeepers have no idea what to do, and then the whole thing's a mess.
Correct.
Exactly. So,
I'm just flinging this microphone around, hoping that somebody says something interesting.
It shouldn't be like that. It should be us working together. Like, I hate the fact that bookkeepers want to lock things up, and I hate the fact that accountants go, oh, the bookkeeper shouldn't do that. Sit down and have a conversation. Do you know why they, you know, accountants say, oh, the bookkeepers always get it wrong. Did you ever actually tell them that, you know, maybe if you did it this way, it'd work better? Did you actually ever have a conversation and say, hey, guess what? It's called communication, and people do things because they don't know. And if they've never been shown the right way or the preferred way, they're not going to know. They're going to keep making the same mistakes.
Sounds like you used to be a teacher.
Yeah, it comes down to that whole knowledge is power thing. And, yeah, absolute communication is key. Unfortunately, it's the way the whole online system and cloud accounting has come about. Access is a problem, and depending on the software, who's got access and who has the ability to open up that access is causing issues.
I think the issue we've got with the accountant bookkeeper...
He's sitting right next to you. So
the problem that I saw and why I went into bookkeeping... I'm a CPA, so bookkeeping for me, we were right at 10 years, was taboo. We wouldn't even think about hiring a bookkeeper. It'd always be the right person for the right role.
Do you think you're a bookkeeper or you run a bookkeeping business? They're very different things.
I run a bookkeeping business with a commercial nous of what needs to happen. Yeah. I guess that's probably the pertinent. I think we're all on the same page there. But the problem we've got with the bookkeeping industry is this us and them accountant and bookkeeper was not created for the sake of just appeared. The problem we've had is a lot of bad bookkeepers out there that gave the book accountants a lot of work to do that was unchargeable and no value at all. That's why accountants are buying bookkeeping firms or building it themselves, because they can control the data that then comes through in an accurate, meaningful way. The bookkeeping cycle happens to be bookkeeper goes in, does the work, comes to year end, oh no, I've made mistakes, let me get out. Accountant fixes it, new bookkeeper comes in. That was the cycle 8 years ago when we first started. I saw it over and over again.
Great summary.
And I mean, we come from the same firm, Vic and I, and obviously I'm on the accounting, he's on the bookkeeping. Initially, when the bookkeeping was bolted on, there was a lot of still, you got to go fix that, you've done that wrong, back and forth. And one of the key things that have made our relationship so successful is that communication. We now catch up and we talk about, we'll run internal seminars with the bookkeepers, you know, talk about entertainment, what kind of deductions you should be going to, as we were talking earlier, AFL tickets, what's deductible, what's not, what should you be claiming
GST?
Where does GST apply? Having that communication and working together has made our firm a lot more efficient, and then introducing some of this technology with work papers and document managers, it's made us... made the compliance side of things a lot more efficient to allow more time for more structured business advisory, I'd say.
What, you all run reasonable firms. How many staff do you have?
I have 7 bookkeepers.
And there's 5 accountants and 1 admin.
There's 10 of us.
We've got 11 in total.
What tools do you use to communicate internally?
Our voices.
No. Hang on, but Slack's the only thing you can use internal communication, though, I thought.
Yeah, we use Slack.
Yeah? Love it?
Love it. Couldn't be without it, and go to meetings with our remote staff members.
Interesting. Member. Oh, yeah. So we use Zoom for our global team. Okay. We use Zoom for clients. I live on Zoom, actually. Okay. And we're about to start our little Slack journey. We're about to start playing with that. Very exciting.
No, mine's still phone, email, text.
Yeah.
Still the normal. process, but looking at other options. Slack might be one of them now.
Look at that.
You guys, I want to talk about MYOB. Now, we've had a lot of accountants on the show. We haven't had many MYOB accountants on the show, and let's call a spade over the last 10 years, 5 years, a lot of MYOB diehards have moved blue or moved green, probably less have moved green, but a lot have moved blue. You guys have stuck with MYOB are calling themselves Australia's first startup, I think, or one of Australia's best. And they kind of legitimately maybe are. I'd say the farmers would probably argue that they are. But why stick with MYOB through a lot?
Well, let me ask the question the other way for a second, though. Why is everyone jumping to zero from what you've seen?
Well, first of all, I started 4 years ago. There's no way you would have started with MYOB 4 years ago because you just started in the cloud.
Yep.
So a lot of people just started in the cloud and there was only one choice. There's only one ticket in town. If I was starting right now, I'd probably wait until the connected practice is released. We had Tim Reid on the show this morning. He said it's going to be June next year. Put it in your diaries, everyone. June next year. So you'd want to see that happening. But I think the product was better for a very, very, very long time. Their accounting channel management was really good. I mean, MYOB got rid of their partner program for a while, didn't they? That's Wayne Schmidt's famous partner program. So that, I think, probably changed. And so if you go out and you look at the market and all the noise is going a certain place, good marketing, that's probably why. Yeah. But thank you for... Let's put this microphone back in front of somebody else.
Well, yeah, probably is a soul MYOB.
I am. Look, the reason that, like, I'm fully... entwined in MYOB and I can't get out now. No, that's not true. Look, you're right. 4 years ago, you wouldn't have done anything else, but I had a practice where 50% of my clients were on MYOB and the others were using other products. There were problems with those other products, though, and they were problems that I wasn't happy to accept. So they were problems like bank feeds were missing transactions and they were causing me headaches at the end of the year, which was lost time and efficiency. And that's something I can't accept. And those problems haven't been resolved as far as I'm concerned. So that doesn't happen with MYOB.
So MYOB's a better product right now?
In my opinion, yeah.
Excellent.
I was a zero girl at my previous firm and, yeah, my second day of working at BW Advisors, we went to Insight, the regional roadshows, and they showed us the connected practice. And I just turned around and said, why the hell are we not doing that? It was just so simple. I could just see exactly how that would work from not rekeying and not putting in all of those manual hours to redo what's already done. So we looked at it. We were MYOB for practice management, so it was sort of a logical choice. We still didn't call ourselves an MYOB firm for a while, but it's been, 2.5 years on the journey, and the differences in data integrity, in bank feeds being absolutely 100% accurate, we are now, proudly pink and purple. And, it's a great product. Probably the biggest thing that sells it for me and keeps us in their world is the people investment. 5-6 years ago, MYOB people were non-existent. You had partner managers changing weekly. You didn't know who to go to. They've invested a hell of a lot of time and energy in having good people that are accessible. I make a phone call or I send a text, they are back to me. They are back to me straight away and they look after me.
You're up for some MYOB Awards. Tomorrow night is the big gala dinner. You are as well.
I didn't get accepted.
How did you apply? Did you apply?
I did, but I just didn't cut it this year.
Oh, well, they've put you up for coming on From the Trenches. That's a better prize, mate.
That's it.
How important is peer recognition?
I think it's. I don't think it's that important, but I think it's nice.
I don't. Yeah, it's certainly something I've never sought out before, and until a year ago we didn't actually know we were doing anything that was different to anyone else.
Yeah.
We thought that we were just doing that logical client focused accounting work and advisory stuff. So to be sort of sought out and told we were doing something different, to be connecting with other people and telling them our story and how we do things differently and how it works,
it sort of put us in that space, and then, yeah, they said put some nominations in, and, yeah, wow.
keep going this path, somebody might call you a thought leader, and once you're a thought leader, well, all the doors open once you get to that stage. We've got a range, CPA, I think you're a CPA. You're a CPA firm, I saw on your website, CAs?
We align with CPA, but it's certainly not an essential item in our firm.
I'm a CA.
I'm a CA.
You're a CA as well. Your practice advertises as...
We're a chartered accountants practicing firm.
We are
fast. A lot of pressure. You know, we always say on the show that every year we complain about paying our fees and then we pay because we work so hard to get it. You know, right now I'm wearing my fellow little badge because if you're not going to wear it to an accounting conference, where else are you going to wear it? And the Bulldogs aren't in the finals this year, so I've got no reason to wear my footwear. Is there value in these associations? What do they need to do to make... there isn't value in the associations right now. Yeah. What do you want them to do to make you feel valued? Because a lot of them listen.
I'll just touch on the bookkeeping side. They don't really see a value in the bookkeeping work that we do through CPA. It's all about the accounting and the accountant products. I've been to some events at CPA that they say it's for both, and I walk out halfway thinking that has no relevance to me whatsoever, but yet they think they do. I have to go through a quality review because I'm a public practice separately from the firm. I've got to do that for my own firm.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
None, because I think he sat in the boardroom for 4 hours and 3 hours, 58 minutes, he was on the phone to his own clients.
Yeah.
And just tick, 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 oh, you got to change that, that's it. And I still don't understand what he can review me on to this day, but they have to do it. So I guess that's my only real bugbear with them, and I've asked it a number of times. Someone who's not a CPA that's a bookkeeper doesn't have to go through anything I have to go through because I've got a CPA after my name. I got to go through it.
And you feel like you work so hard to get it.
Yeah.
You know, for $700 a year.
Correct. May as well continue with it. Public practice, you get all that recognition, but what does it really do? That's probably...
$700, am I getting ripped off?
No, then there's public practice on top of that. All the public practice stuff on top of that.
Am I getting Queensland tax?
Yeah. It's really hard to work out what is important these days with it. I know in the past, if you didn't have the CA or the CPA on the door, you weren't an accountant. Nowadays, it seems to be more that if you're an accountant, you're an accountant. And there's plenty out there advertising they are, and they're not even degree qualified, or life experience is fantastic, but I think there still should be some checks and balances, and there should be some professional recognition and those things. But at the same time, I don't recruit on that basis. I look for good people rather than branded people. So, yeah, I don't know. The relevance is really, yeah. I personally don't have any professional, you know, letters like that, so I haven't needed them. Don't know, may need them in the future, not sure. Yeah.
It's a hard one.
I think I'm a CPA. They're going through lots of changes at the moment. And
they're better.
Yeah. They're making lots of promises. I received my quality review letter in the mail, and I just felt like saying, I'd just like you to defer it until I see what changes you're going to... Let's see you...
Do it.
Do it. But I couldn't, apparently.
Really? You can't... But you can defer. I mean, people throw these guys off easily.
No, I sent the email. They said no.
I'm ready anyway. Was a CPA reviewer, and he loved it. He booked his annual holiday where he wanted to go around his audits.
I used to paid to be a reviewer.
And he got really good money. It was great for the firm that we worked at the time, because we got to steal all the ideas from every other firm, and we were great.
Which I actually hated, because they came to do my quality review, and they... And this was like... Because I haven't been reviewed in a long time, 7 years or something, and they said, we like this work paper, this work paper, this work paper. Do you mind if we make a copy? And you feel a bit like...
That's IP. There's no worries. Industry's going through a lot of change. Are you guys looking to grow at the moment?
I think growth happens whether you like it or not. So the beauty of, and this is a comment I wanted to make before, since we're completely paperless, going that way and using the full suite of MyOps products has meant that we have been able to grow without putting on any more staff. In fact, we've been able to shrink our admin staff. We used to have 2 full-time staff in reception and administration, and now we have 1 3-day receptionist because we don't send any paper communication at all. We just solely use the portal. Mm. So we get so much more out of our existing staff members than we used to. So growth is inevitable.
We're different. We've grown. We haven't increased our client base in the 2.5 years since we started the MYOB Connected Practice journey, but we've increased our billing and we've increased the touch that we have on our clients, and we're doing more work for them than we ever did before, that we've increased our staff. So now we're at the point where we're saying it's time to actually get out there. We've never advertised, we've never had social media, we've been a country firm that relies on really good old-fashioned country word of mouth and values. So now it's our time to actually step up, put ourselves out there, and part of our MYOB journey was to do that and put ourselves out there and say, well, hey, we do good stuff, let's get more clients. But we wanted to deal with the ones we had better and more efficiently and provide more services to them first. Mm. But now we think we're kicking that goal. We can always do better. We're kicking it better than we were, so it's time to, yeah, to grow.
Yeah, look, it's been the last 2 years at our firm, it's been a bit funny. Like, we've found, actually had growth, but our efficiencies through the MYOB accounting side of things has meant we haven't had to have graduate level accountants come through. And I mean, we're looking now, but the last 2 years we've grown the business advisory side of things, and still got out the same amount of compliance work through the software that's available. You know, and one scary thing that I sort of think of is, you know, coming when I started and came in as a graduate, everything was still, like, our firm's now paperless, or 80% paperless, is that you're not writing up your journals anymore, you don't have your T-bars anymore. So what I found with the new graduates is that for them, trying to get them to understand a lot of what the software is doing was really difficult, and it took so much longer just to teach basic skills, basic accounting knowledge, and even also the communication. I mean, that's one thing with the software now, is that it's quite easy not to have that touch point with your clients. So, and one thing that we've been really big on is making sure that we maintain all our touch points with our clients, which we've been able to maintain and continue with,
We made a conscious decision not to use MYOB's portal and their document management system, because we actually, what's the biggest gripe of any client who leaves an accounting firm? I didn't talk to my accountant enough. I talked to their lackey, or I talked to the reception girl, or whatever, but I didn't speak to my accountant enough during the year to see value and have that perceived value at the end of the year when the bill came. So now we don't use those electronic methods to contact clients. We pick up the phone. We pick up the phone every quarter. We pick it up every month. We talk to them and we keep that relationship going. And we're sort of resisting the push to go to the portal.
Signing of tax returns and stuff. You're not using the electronic signing function?
Oh my goodness.
It took us.
I love it. I like that. We're a bit like that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Particularly,
we want to talk to them. We want them in the office, or we want to go to them.
Yeah.
We want to have that human touch, because you can outsource to, you know, Mumbai all you want, but you can't actually outsource a client relationship. What keeps a client with an accountant is the client relationship.
I have a totally different take.
Yeah.
I'll come to you in 1 second. Yeah, this has got everybody humming. It's going to be the longest episode ever.
I'm definitely in between, because it took us about 2 years to get it up and running properly. So it was pretty painful at the start, where we found it was actually taking longer to implement. And then obviously the fallout of that was the client relationship a little bit. Mm-hmm. But now that it's up and running, we've got so much more time, and we're talking to clients over really things that would never even come up before, you know, very small ticket items that they'd just call out of the blue and just want your opinion on, or ask for, you know, a bit of a process, or just a vent even. So we've found that it's really worked in our practice.
So 1 sec, Trace. Do you think it's because of the demographic of where you are?
Yes.
Being a country accountant, yeah, obviously competition's pretty ripe. Yeah. that would be what I would think is the reason why you'd have to continue that path. But you potentially could also be paperless.
Absolutely. And, yeah, we call ourselves a country accounting firm. Everyone that, you know, all the partners, most of our staff have a link to
somebody.
Country, to farming, to, yeah. So that's,
to the land.
To the land, yes. So we advise, when we talk BW advisors, we always want to put farm in front of it because we have a lot of farming clients as well. And, you know, you can be talking crop rotations and paddocks of spuds versus where the sheep should be and how many acres of canola is there and what's the return on that and are McCain's paying this or that.
Well, I have none of those conversations.
The Gold Coast.
So it's different. Yeah, horses for courses. And I can see the benefits of the portal stuff. Like I was yeah. wanting to do it.
Yeah.
But we resisted because we wanted that human touch. But I'm still...
Okay, so I have a different take. So from my point of view, portal is life in my office. New clients come in the door and we will not take them if they're not prepared to take the portal because that's our sole form of communication for correspondence. Yep. We call it the IQ client portal and our explanation is it's a library of correspondence. Yep. And we believe that we were losing so much time in clients and banks and third parties going, can we have a copy of their tax return and financial statements, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. No, you can't because it's in the portal. Get it yourself. And now clients don't even ask us for that. So emails and phone calls and all of that stuff is totally cut down.
They go automatically to find that if they're going to a bank, for instance, that they don't have that conversation about why they're going to the bank?
No, not at all. Now we have so much more time to have those conversations about what they're doing and when they're doing it in advance. So it has actually given us so much more available time rather than dealing on a transaction basis for median stuff that we don't care about.
I mean, yeah, and I agree 100%. And the other thing to think of is them knowing they have the access to it, or that's also adding more value because they don't have to send you an email or give you a call. And if you're not in the office, they've potentially got to wait couple of days before you get it back to them. They can get on there instantly, access it, send it to whoever they need to send to, shoot us an email and say, look, so-and-so might contact you. I've just sent them the reports, or get on the phone. So, yeah, it's definitely I see it as a benefit.
It also depends on your value proposition to your clients. Yeah. We're a premium for at Sequel. We're a premium product. We're high value. We're not cheap, and so you can't. You know, we don't even use any of the engagement automation tools because right from the start, we want to go there, sign the contract with you, deal with your objections on the spot if we need to, and do it. So, just what's let's just talk a little bit about technology outside of the MYOB ecosystem. Two questions. Your favourite piece of tech that you use in the business, and it can be, I'm hoping someone's going to say Excel, because it probably is, and the piece of technology that you just didn't meet your expectations. Oh, it's all Excel. Wow, God, that's awesome.
Can it be hardware, like my Surface Pro? I don't leave home without it, except for today when I left it in my hotel room. Nearly cried when I got here. Yeah, I can't deal without my Surface Pro.
Well, there's an ad for Microsoft.
I'm a very slow adapter. I'm the back end of adapting. So even with the work papers, I was the only one in the practice that the online stuff, I was the only one in the practice. I was actually didn't want to do it. I said, it won't work. I was also the first one to jump on and say, this is fantastic. So for me, the accounting software for accountants is I couldn't live without. Vic does a lot of the bookkeeping side of things as far as all the new technology and all the new add-ons that you can sort of get. But I also love Excel. I'm a bit of an Excel nerd. Even though we don't use it as much, I still have all my templates that I won't let go of.
Give me a nested if function any day of the week. Make me happy, man.
Receipt Bank is probably the one that I've invested in recently, and I can see the real benefit in that helping, I guess, deliver what we need to deliver for our clients and add value where previously we were spent time just entering data. So that's probably one that's going to change, I guess, my firm.
And anything that just you've tried and it just, we're canning this, it's not working, let's get out before we spend too much time.
It's Receipt. It's one like Receipt Bank, but didn't live up to my expectations. It's Easy Bills. Have you tried it? It just was terrible. It's like Receipt Bank's very, very poor cousin.
All right, guys, we're going to start wrapping it up. There's a lot of people listening to this. Anything you want to say to the accountants out there? I mean, you guys all seem to run pretty forward-thinking practices, even if you are the last person in the practice to try new stuff. Any messages out there to the thousands of accountants who are listening?
If you're thinking about trying something, you just need to actually do it, because if you don't try it, you're never going to know if it works or not.
My key thing is investing in good people. You cannot undervalue good staff, good people, and team players.
Don't undervalue what you do for your client.
Oh, yeah, charge well. I like that one.
Not necessarily just charge you, just the...
It is, come on, mate, it's all right.
It'll be a value proposition for both.
That's right.
Yes. Software is honestly there to create efficiencies. The real value is in yourself, you know. Be proud of what you do. Don't try and sell software and say, you know, a firm does this. Software is there to help, not to create efficiencies, not a solution.
Well, guys, thanks for taking time out of My Partner Connect to come on From the Trenches. You've missed the magician downstairs, but I think we made a bit of magic here ourselves today. Thank you very much. Show will be up, so you can send it around to all of your friends and maybe even your clients. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to an episode of From the Trenches. David and I love to hear from listeners, so you can reach out if you've got feedback or story ideas. Get in touch. I can be reached on Twitter at @PaulMeissner_ or on LinkedIn, Paul Meissner.
I'm on Twitter at David Boyar, Boyar, on LinkedIn, David Boyar.
From the Trenches.